I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's time to play like a Jet
with your host, Scott Mason.
Play like a Jet. What does that mean?
Garrett Wilson. Wow! What a catch! Touchdown, Jets! That kid's amazing. Gibson on the return. Near side. I don't see any flags. Gibson inside the 30. Hits the Jets. And he's going to go! Jets win it! Touchdown, rookie Xavier Gibson. Game over.
Allen has time. Intercepted. Sauce Gardner's got it. Allen tripped up. He could not get past Jermaine Johnson. Oh, look at the speed of Breece Hall. He's done it again. Breece Lightning, 62 yards for the touchdown.
And he's sacked again by Quinnen Williams. What a beast, number 95 for the Jets.
Listen. Thank you.
This is Play Like a Jet. My name is Scott Mason. You can follow me on Twitter at PlayLikeAJet1. And it is time to talk about the stock up and stock down from the college football playoffs so far. Of course, we've got the championship coming up on Monday, but four of the best teams in the country. I'm not going to say the four best because I still think Florida State kind of got screwed, even if Jordan Travis was hurt. Thought they earned their shot in the college football playoff. But the four teams that were selected have plenty of guys that are going to be playing on Sunday in 2024. And so to break down their performances, our friend, who of course is the owner and the founder of WalterFootball.com, Mr. Walter Cherepinski. Walter, what's up, brother?
Not much. Glad to be on again and to break down the college football playoff players. And yeah, thanks for having me on again, Scott.
Walt, it's always fun having you on. I love talking about the NFL draft, which is approaching in a couple of months. It's crazy. Right now, it's January, and the NFL draft is only a few months away. It seems like just yesterday, we were going through the whole situation with the Jets where they were pursuing Aaron Rodgers, and that was going on and on and on forever. Now he's actually been here for about a year, or will be by the time the draft comes. So this is going to be a fascinating time of year for the New York Jets. And one thing that I thought was incredibly interesting is the fact that before we get into the games and the players that we saw in those two semifinal games, there's an item up on your hot press section over at WalterFootball.com, courtesy of the great Charlie Campbell, who has fantastic sources all over the league. From the people that he's talked to, and it is early, we haven't seen the combines or the workouts or any of that stuff yet, but everybody appears to be pretty evenly split between the top three quarterbacks, not the top two, because I think what everybody assumed is that Caleb Williams was going to be QB1, Drake May would be QB2, and then there would be a battle for QB3. But I think Jaden Daniels sort of emerged here because you went into the season thinking it would be Williams and May. And now it's Williams, May, and Daniels. And a bunch of teams actually have Daniels ahead of the other two. There are plenty of teams that still have Caleb Williams at number one. There are some teams that have Drake May ahead of both Williams and Daniels. But this is good news for the Jets because the more quarterbacks that go ahead of them, the better. And if things go well for them draft-wise on Sunday, they could be in a position where maybe they're sitting there with the opportunity to have a quarterback on the board that a bunch of teams covet and they can trade out and pick up some extra picks. So, Walter, talk to me a little bit about this. I was pretty surprised to see this, but as we know, Charlie Campbell has great sources, so there's got to be something to it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, Charlie talks to everyone around the NFL, so not a surprise to see him break a story like this. So, yeah, I mean, a few months ago, this may have been blasphemy to say that Caleb Williams wasn't considered the consensus top quarterback, but it's not the case anymore. Caleb Williams had a not an ideal finish to his 2023 season. And I know there's some off the field stuff that some people are worried about, at least. But you have Drake May and obviously Jaden Daniels as potential options to go number one overall. There could be a surprise, I guess. One AFC director of player personnel told Charlie that they actually have Jaden Daniels as the highest graded quarterback in this class. And then May 2nd and Williams 3rd. So Williams not even in the top two for this team. Then again, though, an AFC national scout told Charlie that Caleb Williams is a generational talent. And of course, he's going to go number one overall. So, or at least he should. So it's very interesting to see how teams differ on these prospects. I don't know if I shared this with you before, but ahead of the 2017 NFL draft, I was asking some teams about Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes. I was talking to one team, and I actually asked. This is a VP of player personnel. I asked him what he thought the 49ers would do at number two overall because I didn't really know. I didn't know, so I was kind of fielding opinions from teams. He said he was terrified that the 49ers are going to draft Patrick Mahomes number two overall. Because he thought that Mahomes is a generational talent at quarterback. His team didn't need a quarterback, so they weren't going to take Mahomes. But he was worried that this great 49er team was going to be quarterbacked by Mahomes. And turns out he was right. However, I asked him about Watson, and he said, "Oh, we don't like Watson. We have him as a third round prospect." So it's like interesting how teams view prospects differently. Obviously, Watson went number 12 overall. The Texans even traded up 13 spots for him. Yeah, teams view players differently. There's no consensus big board. Every team has their own rankings and stuff like that. It's not a surprise to see Williams, May, and Daniels all view differently.
Walter, with that said, and I am very surprised by it, we'll see how it continues to develop as the process moves on and we get to the combine and we get to the workouts and all of that. I want to talk about the players that we saw in the college football playoff. There's another round to go. Washington is going to end up taking on Michigan in the final, which breaks my heart as a Texas fan. But if you're a college football fan, those are the two teams that seem to be on a collision course, so it's not a big surprise. Although both games went down to the wire, let's talk about the offensive talent that we saw in the first game, which was Michigan taking on Alabama. For Alabama, the big offensive prospect was J.C. Latham, the offensive tackle. I thought he looked pretty good. There were times in pass protection where he had some issues, but his play strength, as Brandon Thorne points out a lot, is phenomenal. We saw some really nice blocks. There was one where he really savaged Chris Jenkins on Michigan, who we'll get to in a little bit. And then for Michigan, you had J.J. McCarthy, the quarterback, Blake Corum, the running back, and Roman Wilson, the wide receiver. What'd you see from these guys? Stock up, stock down, what'd you think?
Well, I mean, I thought Latham looked pretty good. I mean, he's in contention to be a top 10 pick in this draft. I still think that Joe Alt is probably going to be the top tackle chosen, but I mean, it could go either way. Like, you know, we were talking about the quarterbacks. Like these NFL teams are going to have tackles ranked similarly. It really depends on how these teams view the players and like on where these teams are drafting players. You know, some teams are going to have athleticism graded highly. So they may like Alt, but like a team that values like power from their offensive linemen, I think they may have Latham higher. So I think Latham is fine. J.J. McCarthy, he had, you know, his three touchdown passes. It kind of had to like what you saw there. He showed some scrambling ability too. But I think he's definitely behind the top three quarterbacks. Like, before it used to be Caleb Williams and Drake May, and then the next tier down was Daniels and McCarthy. But I think Daniels is kind of distanced himself from McCarthy, whereas like Charlie actually posted a report on the NFL Hot Press talking about how McCarthy was viewed as a potential Daniel Jones or Will Levis. And we saw Levis fall to the second round last year. Now, I still think McCarthy's going to go in the first round, but it would surprise me if he fell a little bit in comparison to the other three guys. So, yeah, we have McCarthy there. Blake Corum had a good game, 83 rushing yards and a touchdown. He also caught a couple passes and scored a touchdown through the air. So he's someone I've had in like the second round of my mock draft. So not a surprise to see him play well. I think he's definitely going to be a day two prospect. Yeah, Roman Wilson had a big game. He led everyone in receiving this game. He had four catches, 73 yards, and a touchdown. I think he's maybe a probably mid round prospect. Maybe he sneaks into day two. So he definitely helped himself in the semifinal game.
I'm Alex Rodriguez,
and I'm Jason Kelly
from Bloomberg. This is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Play like a Jet. Play like a Jet.
Let's talk defense now, because Michigan, I think you had more offensive players to watch. And with Alabama, it was more defensive players. You've got Kool-Aid McKinstry, who's my favorite player in this draft just because I love that name. It's fantastic. It's too bad that the Jets don't need a cornerback, because can you imagine Sauce and Kool-Aid? We talked about this. That would be the funniest combination of all time. There was also Terrion Arnold and Dallas Turner, who a lot of people think could go in the top 10, the edge rusher. And for Michigan, the big one to watch was Chris Jenkins, the son of former Jets great Chris Jenkins, who played at the University of Maryland and was a tremendous defensive tackle, multiple time All-Pro when he played in the NFL for the Carolina Panthers and the New York Jets. So, Walter, who helped and hurt themselves here among the top prospects on the defensive side of the ball in this game?
I mean, Chris Jenkins had a big sack in this game. And, you know, he's definitely a bigger player, but at the same time, he can get pressure on the quarterback. And Charlie posted a Hot Press about him earlier in the season. I think it was a couple months ago, where teams viewed Chris Jenkins as a first round pick. So I think he kind of reinforced that play. So I think like, Jenkins had a big performance in this game. And so I have him in the first round. I'm a mock draft. And so, yeah, I think he really helped himself there. Terry Arnold and Kool-Aid McKinstry. I think like Kool-Aid McKinstry was getting more hype entering the season, but I think Terry Arnold has been the better cornerback this year. Arnold is he's quick and athletic. Just a lot of upside with him. McKinstry has kind of been uneven this year, but he has the talent to go in the first round. I have him in the second round. So I think he's kind of like kind of on the cusp there. Dallas Turner is the best prospect from the defensive players in this game. Just an amazing pass rushing threat. He also had a sack in this game. So it was impressive, and like not much of a surprise. He's considered the best edge rusher in this class. It is close though. There are a couple other guys who can make the case for that, but he is the only edge rusher I have in my top 10 right now. So not a surprise to see him play well as well.
The other semifinal game, Washington and Texas, loaded with offensive talent. We'll start with Texas. Quinn Ewers, the quarterback, it's assumed he's going to go into the NFL draft and not go into the transfer portal. I thought he played reasonably well. He got overshadowed by Michael Penix Jr. We'll talk about him in a little bit. Adonai Mitchell might have been the best offensive player for Texas coming into this game, and I thought he looked really good. Almost caught the game-winning pass at the very end there. The other wide receiver for Texas, Xavier Worthy, he'd gotten a bunch of hype this year. Thought he was solid this season. I thought he was okay in this game. Another guy that could be going in that second to third round range, I would think. And then the tight end, Tre'Davion Sanders. What did you think of the performance of the offensive talent that we're going to see come off the board in April in the NFL draft here from the Texas Longhorns side?
Ewers, I thought, was kind of what we thought he might be. It looks like a second-round prospect to me. So I think that, obviously they have another quarterback there. So, yeah, he could either leaving the team or entering the draft. I think that, coming off a performance in the college football playoff, I think it kind of makes sense for him to enter the draft. His stock is a little higher right now. We've seen quarterbacks go back to school and struggle and like really hurt their draft stock. Matt Barkley was the obvious one from about a decade ago. He was considered a first round prospect, and then he went back to school for a year and he fell to the fourth round. So Ewers would be really hurting himself if he didn't come out. Like I said, I think he's a second round prospect. Teams are always hungry for quarterbacks. I don't think it'd be crazy to think that like he could go at the end of the first round if the team's really desperate and they want to trade up. But I think more likely than not, second round prospect. So yeah, Donnie Mitchell, a great touchdown catch. The four catches, 32 yards, not the best stat line. But we saw Quinn Ewers lean on him a lot. And so I thought that he looked pretty good. Whereas like Xavier Worthy, I thought was like, looked kind of pretty mediocre. I had him in the second round. I still do. I think he could maybe go to the third round. I think Adonai Mitchell is going to go ahead of him. Jatavion Sanders, he actually led Texas in receiving this game. He saw 9 targets, caught 6 passes for 75 yards. I thought he looked like the guy who would be the top tight end off the board if it wasn't for Brock Bowers. So I have him in the second round as well. I don't think he really changed his draft stock. It's kind of what I thought we would see. So out of everyone, I think maybe Adonai Mitchell will probably help himself the most.
Washington, and this has been one of the knocks on Michael Penix as a draft prospect because they are so loaded offensively. You're looking at a team that has Troy Fatanu, who is arguably one of the top tackles in college football this year. He may slide inside to guard at the NFL level, but high hopes for him. I thought he played pretty well. Rome Odunze, a lot of attention on him. Thought Jalen McMillan did okay. Polk really, I thought, separated himself here, but a lot of it was because Texas was really focusing on Rome Odunze, and so that opened things up a little bit for Jalen Polk. And we should also talk, of course, about the star of this game, Michael Penix Jr. We were joking about this, Walter, texting back and forth. This is one of those prisoner of the moment situations. Everybody's saying, I don't think there's a better quarterback than Michael Penix. He can do this. He can do that. He can do this. If you watch his tape, there are far more weaknesses than people were letting on just from the one game they watched. He obviously had an excellent season, and I'm not saying he's not a good quarterback. I've compared him to Geno Smith, who's a fine starter in the NFL. Obviously, the issue with Michael Penix above everything else is 24 years old, which is not a killer, but 2 ACL tears in the same knee. So talk a little bit about who helped and hurt their stock. I think Penix certainly helped it more than anybody else in this game. He was tremendous. The medical is going to be what sets him back, though, obviously.
Yeah, I think Penix definitely helped himself. I mean, he had an amazing game. He had 430 yards, two touchdowns, ran for 31 rushing yards. So I think that he may have made the case to go ahead of McCarthy. It's an interesting argument, I think. Now, he's I know some people were saying on Twitter, including some pretty known personalities on TV, that they were saying that Penix could be the first overall pick in the draft. And it's kind of funny how that's not true. And like the people that Charlie talked to didn't even mention Penix as one of the top three quarterbacks. But I think that he could be the number four quarterback when all is said and done. There are concerns, but there are concerns with the other quarterbacks who aren't in the top three. Like, you know, for example, like McCarthy was, like we said, is compared to Will Levis and Daniel Jones. Whereas like Penix, like you were talking about, 24 years old, kind of like Bo Nix, they're both turning 24 around the same time. And Penix has a lengthy injury history with him, and that has to be a concern. I kind of liken him to Hendon Hooker from last year, except he's not actively coming off a torn ACL. So like Hendon Hooker fell to the third round last year. I think Penix, at least before this game, was kind of destined for the second round. Now that he was really impressive, I think that if he has another great game in the national championship, he could vault himself into like top 20 consideration, maybe top 15. And who knows, maybe even top 10, but I think that more likely probably 11 to 20 range for Penix, I think makes the most sense. A team like Atlanta, I think it makes a lot of sense for them. They're not going to be drafting in the top 10. In fact, they could make the playoffs depending on what happens. But I think that like Penix for them makes a lot of sense in the first round. So like I don't see him going in the top 10 just because of his age and injury history, but you know, he has enough upside to get him there. So yeah, there's Penix, and you mentioned Jalen Polk. He was tremendous. I considered him like a fourth round prospect before this game. I think that you can make the case that he would go on day two now. Obviously one game isn't going to change all that much, but again, if he has another big game in the championship, then you're talking about a guy who's really going to help himself. Romo Dunze, I thought he was the star. Like, even though Polk had the touchdown, I think Odunze actually outgained them. He had 125 receiving yards. He looks like he's going to be a great player in the NFL. I think he's certainly going to be a first round pick. I think that he could go into the top 20 for sure, and I think maybe top 15 potentially. I think he's probably going to be, if I were to guess, I would guess like 16 to 24 range, like somewhere in the middle of the first round. And then Fautanu is obviously an excellent offensive lineman in the college ranks. And you know, he plays tackle for Washington, but there are size limitations with him. And as good as he was, like, there's still going to be the size limitations. So like when he's measured at the combine, you know, the arms are going to come a little short. And I think that some teams are going to be talking about him potentially moving to guard, which like still shouldn't exclude him from the first round. The guards go in the first round all the time, but he won't have the potential that like some of the other tackles have that we talked about earlier. So I think that Fautanu is going to be a probably mid to late first round pick. It's just the size limitations that hurt him.
Lastly, Walter, the defensive prospects here, not a ton of them. This was more of an offensive prospect game, but you had Braylon Trice for Washington, who I thought was really good in this game. And then you had Tavondre Sweat and Byron Murphy for Texas. What'd you think?
Yeah, I thought Byron Murphy looked good. I think he's someone who might sneak into the first round. I think he's probably a second round prospect. But yeah, I thought he looked pretty good. Braylon Trice, I thought looked really good. And it kind of at the right time too, because Charlie posted I don't know if it was a Hot Press or a Stock Report. I can't remember where he wrote it on the site, but it was on the site. And he Braylon Trice has gotten some knocks from the NFL draft scouting community, where they don't view him as an elite prospect or anything, which is surprising, because I've had him in the first round of a mock draft, even as high as number nine in one of my – actually, number seven. I've had that high. But I guess I evaluated him differently, because some of the NFL people that Charlie spoke to didn't like him very much. So I moved into the second round. that's where Charlie has him too, I think. But maybe based on this performance, maybe they'll change their mind. Maybe it only takes one player to fall, or it only takes one team to fall in love with the player. And if a team was really impressed with what Trice did in this semifinal game, and they want to take him in the first round, then he could still go there. It's still nice though that he had this performance in the wake of Charlie's report about him, where teams were kind of down on him compared to what the national media thinks of him.
Walter Cherepinski, owner and founder, WalterFootball.com. Thanks so much for coming on and talking to me about the stock up and stock down of the players that were in the college football playoff. These four teams obviously had a ton of talent on them. That's why they were able to get to where they were. But a lot of these guys are going to be in play to be on the field Sundays in 2024. And the Jets obviously will have some interest in quite a few of them. And some of the ones that they may not still could impact draft position and who the Jets are able to get at their pick. So it's great to be able to talk to you about who helped themselves and hurt themselves, and obviously tremendous intel on the quarterback situation from Charlie Campbell. Really appreciate you coming on. For those who want to check out everything you're doing at WalterFootball.com, including Charlie Scoops in the hot press section, the mock drafts that you guys are doing all the time, including 2025 mock drafts, what are they going to find over at WalterFootball.com?
Yeah, we have multiple 2025 NFL mock drafts, so you can see what Charlie and I think about that. And 2024 NFL mock drafts are updated every week on Wednesdays from me right now. After the season, they'll be on Tuesday. On Friday right now from Charlie, they'll be on Monday after the Super Bowl from Charlie. Charlie's going to have a ton of other draft content. The hot press, which I mentioned about, like where he talks to lots of NFL sources and they tell him all this great intel. So you can get a ton of info from that. Big boards, stock reports, et cetera, from the NFL draft. If you're looking for other football content, we have picks against the spread, fantasy stuff, rankings and whatnot. We're going to have grades for every coach firing on Black Monday. We're going to have grades for every NFL signing, grades for trades and free agencies in a couple months. So we're going to have stuff on that as well, and power rankings, et cetera. So yeah, we have everything at WalterFootball.com. All the content's free, so check us out. And yeah, thanks once again, Scott, for having me on.
Walter, always my pleasure having you on. Check out everything Walter and Charlie Campbell are doing over at WalterFootball.com. Check out everything we've got at PlayLikeAJet.com and the Play Like a Jet YouTube channel. Small 22 breakdowns on our channel, so watch our videos and subscribe if you haven't already. YouTube.com/PlayLikeAJet. Visit our store, TeePublic.com. That's TeePublic.com. We've got the John Franklin Myers, Quentin Williams, Bless You, Thank You shirt, the Play Like a Jet logo, shirt, caps, mugs, hoodies. It's all there, TeePublic.com. That's TeePublic.com. And be sure to give us a 5-star review for the podcast on iTunes if you haven't done that already. Easy way to help out the show if you like what we're doing. Doesn't take you much time, doesn't cost you any money, but it goes a long way to help us out. So if you could go ahead and do that for us, we'd be quite grateful. And for the latest and greatest in New York Jets podcasts and content, you know where to go. That's Play Like a Jet Digital and PlayLikeAJet.com.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.